I love free stuff, and I know that you do too. I'm America's digital pro, Kim Komando, and today I'm going to tell you about a special place where you can get free access to office space, DVDs, CDs, some classes about technology, audio and video editing, sound and video equipment that you can rent. You can use 3D printers for free and get some devices and tech gadgets and more. It's everything that you might need to support your tech habit all in one place. And these amazing facilities are all over everywhere. I bet you live near one. And lately, they've been getting some pretty awesome upgrades, which means more tech toys for you. No, it's not a high school, it's not a college or university. It's even better than that. And you can also get hands-on education on almost any subject that you want to study, including technology and hardware and software. And like I said, it's all free. I'm going to tell you exactly where it's all happening and how you can tap into all these fabulous freebies right after this quick word from our sponsor who helps make this podcast possible. Free tech, office space, games and computers and education, even help finding a job. Well, you wouldn't believe where it's all happening. So hang on to your earbuds, hang on to your headphones and your wireless speaker, folks. Are you ready? It's all in your public library. Okay, forget every thought that you had in the world about a public library. Those musty old buildings that smelled like old books are being upgraded. So instead of the old book smell, there's the hum of computers and the tapping of keyboards and the buzzing of drones. There are auto kiosks that hand out DVDs and laptops and hotspots and CDs and gadgets. There's 3D printers and all kinds of robotics. You're going to love it because I know I have to change your thinking about a library in this podcast because you just want to think about books. It's not that anymore. And not just paper books. There are ebooks and audiobooks. You can quench your ebook and audiobook thirst all for free with your library card. You don't need a subscription to another service. You just need a gadget like a super cheap Kindle or some other gadget that will take an audiobook app. There's an app that you really need to download. It's called Overdrive. Just get it. Trust me. Go ahead, binge away. And check this out. If they don't have the digital book you want, you can order it, and they're going to send you a download link when it's available. Just don't forget the due date. I know, it's digital stuff, and you still have due dates. Talk about free entertainment, music, and games. Libraries are so trying to compete with streaming services. But here's the deal breaker. Libraries let you check out stuff for free. Some libraries have the latest in-demand new releases and some don't. But what's really cool is finding some old classic or a vintage blockbuster that was donated by a movie buff. You never know what you're gonna find. You have to poke around in the library. Okay, here's my favorite scene from a movie that had a library in it. Okay, do you know what the movie is? Here, check it out.
Okay, I have a plan. I know exactly what to do. Now stay close. Stay close. I know. Do exactly as I say. Get ready. Ready? Get her!
Oh, you knew what that was. Come on. 1984 gave us the movie Ghostbusters. Yes, I ain't afraid of no ghosts. Need rent-free office space? You got it. It's right here in the library. A virtual office can be anywhere, even a cafe. But the solution is at your library. I know I have to change your thinking. I said that already, but you have to expand your horizon. You can have your very own workspace, complete with Wi-Fi and outlets. If you like using public Wi-Fi, just use tethering or the portable hotspot on your phone, or you can sign up to reserve one at the library's private hotspots. If more seclusion is your thing, or if you need a conference room, libraries usually have special areas ready to reserve. And some of those rooms are super swanky too, I mean top shelf. If you're looking for a job, many libraries offer free classes that will give you the skills in today's workplace. We're talking about Microsoft Word and Excel and PowerPoint. It all looks good on a resume. And the more you know about office tech, hardware, software, the more likely you'll get hired. So if you need a computer or if you want to learn how to use one for free, you know where to go. But let's say your tech hunger goes way beyond computers. With drone making, video editing, programming, music composition, or robotics be cool enough for you to go to the library? Well, it's all there at most major public libraries. I just want you to know, there's more than tech at the library. There's drama, speech, art, storytelling, you name it. Just grab a schedule, mark your calendars, and dive in. And here's something really interesting. Did you know that most tech-savvy public libraries also have a 3D printer? It's all part of what's called the maker culture, and it's really cool. If you like designing your own objects, crafts, or computer code, check out the DIY community. DIY is short for, you know, do it yourself, but DIY sounds cooler. Anyway, just ask your local library about it. You may have to pay for some materials like the plastic, but otherwise, all the printing, design software, it's free so far. And don't even think about printing 3D weapons. That's going to get you in a world of trouble. Trust me. Okay, we need to take a quick break, but coming right back after this quick word from one of our sponsors. We are going to expand your horizons. We're going to pull out the artiste in you and even classic works. So stay right where you are. Okay, we're in artistic mode now. We're going to talk about free images, maps, pictures, portraits, diagrams, tablets, tables, even classic works. They're all available at your fingertips, and you don't even have to go to a physical library to get them. Just visit the New York Public Library online, and then you can pick and choose from over 200,000 free images. You can download them right from your home computer, your laptop, your tablet, your phone, on demand. The collection is massive. Just listen to this. They've got 180,000 works of art, literature, and performance, as well as 672,000 items in its digital collection. Anything marked public domain can be used for anything at all. So if you're doing a project or if you're a graphic artist, here's a great resource. They'd even have some fancy schmancy coloring pages from world-class libraries and museums that you can print out and color to your heart's content. It's a good way to learn about art for free. All right, by now, you probably can't wait to go to the library. See, I knew you would love this. If you haven't been for a while, I guarantee you it's different than what you remember. In well-stocked libraries, you can literally borrow an arsenal of fairly new digital gear. But if you've got a hankering for old-school tech, your library is like a proverbial trip down memory lane. Oh, yes, the fondness of microfiche readers, transparency projectors, oh, laser disc devices, cassette players, vinyl record turntables. Yep, at your library. You can even turn your old slides into digital photos, touch them up, and print them out all for free at your local library. So as you can see, the definition of libraries, it's changed, and it's not going to stop. World visionaries believe that the future of libraries will be focused on hyperconnectivity, not only to this physical world, but to the virtual world as it expands. Sensory data will be totally downloadable. People will come to see libraries as places to create the future, not to just learn about the present. Some visionaries predict that genetic engineering will one day be offered in libraries. Wow, isn't that something? So there you are. You listen to a podcast. You expanded your vocabulary, you learned a whole bunch of new things, and it's all for free. Isn't life awesome? I'm America's digital pro, Kim Komando, reminding you, when you're around tech, there's no reason to be bored. Thanks for listening to this podcast, and if you learned at least one new thing, do us a huge favor. Head over to iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcasts, and give us a great 5-star rating, and write a few kind words, too. That helps more people find our podcasts. I appreciate it.